That's our ring. Time for Lemon Abner. Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Dick Huddleston in the Jot 'em Down store. Lum seems to be making a convincing sales talk on their new product. Listen.
Not only that, but it's guaranteed to rid your place of all sorts of insects, moles, mosquitoes, ants, any kind of bug. And the nice part of it is we know it won't hurt humans at all, for Cedric Weehunt drunk a whole bottle full of it, thinking it was grape soda pop. And it never hurt him none. Oh, it'll sell like hotcakes. I tell you, Dick, you just can't afford to be without it. Everybody be calling for it in a few days. You need it in your store.
Well, I don't think I need any of it right now, Lum. There are several good exterminators on the market, and I've got so much money tied up in that stuff now that I expect I better wait till my stock runs down.
Well, you're going to be losing money, for there's going to be calls for it. You've got exterminators, yeah, but you ain't got no Hempstead formula.
No. Well, I'll think it over, Lum. If I get to having calls for it, well, I'll stock it.
Oh, they'll be calling for it, all right. We've already sold 5 bottles. Sold Sister Simpson a bottle, and I know when she used it, she'll be so well pleased, she'll be telling everybody in the country about it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, she likes it. It'll be good advertising for you, all right. Be just like putting it in the newspaper.
Hey, sure. She says she's been bothered with moles over there, so I told her we'd sell her a bottle of it, and if she didn't get rid of them, she could have her money back.
Yeah, well,
guaranteed it's what I done.
Sure, sure. I hope you do well with it, Ron.
Oh, we're going to get rich off of it, about you. Abner and Cedric's out this morning demonstrating it, going around different houses, you know, showing them how it works.
Yeah, well, that's good stuff.
Here we thought we had some kind of a medicine, liniment or something like that.
Well, I never did think it was liniment, Ron. Nobody'd want to rub that stuff on themselves, just like putting purple dye on
it. Oh, yeah, it won't come off. Uncle Henry Lunsford's hair is still purple where Moe's Moose rubbed it on his head thinking it might be some kind of hair tonic.
Yeah, I saw him at church yesterday. Thought he was going to break up the services when he walked down the aisle with that bright purple hair of his.
Oh, his woman wouldn't even sit with him. She's disgusted to death.
Yeah, I heard she was pretty mad about it.
Yeah, he come in here Saturday morning mouthing about it. I told him to go jump on Moe's Moose. He was the one that put it on there. He's just trying to find out what the stuff was, you know.
Yeah.
Had it all mixed up, never knowed what we had. Tried it on everything before we found out.
By the way, how did you discover what it was good for anyway, Ron?
Oh, Doc Miller finally figured it out.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, we called him over here right after Cedric drunk that bottle. We sort of uneasy for fear he might get hurt, you know.
Yeah.
And Doc got interested in it and taken a bottle home with him, and then he called the other day and told us he'd found out what it was.
Wow.
I don't know how he went about doing it, but he sure studied it out. That Doc's a smart one.
Yeah, Doc's pretty good. Well, if it's as good as you say it is, Lum, why, you ought to make a lot of money out of it, all right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're going to build a big factory here in Pine Ridge, manufacture it as quick as we get able.
Well.
Edwards and Peabody Chemicals Company, home of the famous Hempstead formulae. How does that sound, Dick?
Sounds all right, I guess, Lum.
Quick as we sell what we've got on hand now, we'll take that money and make up another batch and sell it.
Mm.
See, we're making enough profits on it to where we can make a little more every time.
Sure, sure, that's fine.
Sure wish we can get you to handling it, though, Dick.
Well, I might a little later, Lum.
You could take it and pay us after you sell it, if you mind to do it that way.
Well, I don't know. If you want to leave a few bottles over there at the store, well, I'll try to sell it for you.
Well, good. Good for you. See, we're trying to get it introduced on the market. That's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, well, give me about a half dozen bottles, Lum. I'll take it over at the place. I've got to be going over now anyway.
Yeah, take them along and say, wait a minute, so I just recollected I ain't got a drop of it in the store here now. Abner and Cedric taking every bottle of it we had. I can send some over as quick as they get back.
Yeah, well, that's all right. No rush, Lum. Send it over anytime. Well, I expect I better be going.
Very much obliged to you, Dick. Proud you come over, and I'll send that over to you just... wait a minute. I believe that must be them coming across the street there now, ain't it?
Yeah, there they are.
Well, just wait a minute, Dick, and I'll give you some of it to take down there with you right now.
Well, I was just looking, Mom. I don't believe they've got any with them.
Huh? Well,
they're empty-handed, both of them.
More than likely left it someplace, but I know they've got plenty of it. Had 23 bottles whenever they left out this morning.
By Jack, now that's an energetic-looking parallel.
Yeah, ain't they, though?
That's not the picture of ambition and exuberance. You've got a live sales force there, Long. Climbing up those steps like it's all they could do to make it.
Yeah, I guess they're pretty tired. They've been out all morning.
Yeah, they look it. Look at that.
Well, what's he knocking for? Crazy idiot. Come on in. What you stand there knocking at the door for?
Well, good morning, madam. Would you like to buy a bottle of the Hempstead formula? Guaranteed not to rip, ravel, or run down at the heel. All wool in the yard wide. Take a bite of it. Try it. It'll make the old men young, the young men old. $1 a bottle, money back guaranteed.
Abner, I told you that ain't the spiel you're supposed to use for this. Come on in here.
Well, it's your selling this stuff. Howdy, Dick.
Hello, Abner. You actually been selling any of it?
Every bottle we had.
Sure enough?
Yes.
Well, for the land's sake, good for you.
Well, that's pretty good for your first day, Abner.
Well, we could have sold a heap more of it if we'd have had it.
Oh, my, yes. We've got to get another batch out of it made up right away, Long. I can see right now this stuff's going to sell.
Yeah. May as well start figuring out where we're going to build a factory right now. Just close this door up and go into it right.
Well, you fellas won't talk business, Lom. I'll see you later.
All right, Dick. Just quick as we get another batch made up, I'll send some over to you.
Yeah, all right. So long.
So long.
So long. Dick's going to start handing over at his store, huh?
Oh, yeah. He's all enthused about it.
He is. Well.
Then he's, I give him a sales talk to where he couldn't help from buying it. Never appeared to think much of it right at first, but, you know, I got done with him. He was right nigh begging me for some of it.
But you heard me. I told him about it, didn't I, Cedric?
Oh, yes, Paul. Mr. Abner get to telling him how good it was, and I get so interested I wanted to buy it myself.
Yeah, Long, Cedric wants a bottle of it when we get some more made up.
Well, Cedric can wait for his. Don't want to make nobody mad because they can't get none of it.
Well, let's see now, counting Cedric, that's, 24 bottles I sold today.
Well, I sold 5 here at the store. That's, let's see, 24 and 5, 4 and 5.
27.
29 bottles we sold so far today.
Doggies, we are doing it, ain't we?
Yeah, I sold one where it's going to do us an awful lot of good, too, Abner.
Huh?
Sister Simpson.
Sister Simpson?
Oh, she'll tell everybody she knows about
it. Oh, that old gossip of Freddie Everman.
Yes, she's a gooder.
Oh, yeah.
We can might not afford to give her a bottle. She's going to spray all of her clothes with it and get shut of the moles.
Well, is she having trouble with moles over at her place?
Well, not particular, but I told her she might have.
Oh.
Told her we're getting into the moth season now.
Is this the moth season?
I think it is. Either now or later. Or maybe it's earlier. Come sometime during the year, I know.
Yeah, well, that's close enough. I'll just use that the next time me and Cedric go out to sell some more of this. I'll tell my customer.
Don't forget, I got to order in for a bottle.
No, well, I won't, Ted. Oh, well, howdy, Ben.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, how are things down at the jailhouse, Constable?
Yeah.
Say, Ben, I was just thinking you ought to have a few bottles of Hempstead formula on hand down there at the jail.
Yeah, the moth season is extra bad this year, Ben.
Right. How are you, Cedric?
Oh, I'm pretty good, Mr. Ben.
That's nice. How's the business going, Lom?
Well, pretty good. We've sold every bottle of Hempstead formula we've made up so far.
Yeah, me and Cedric's been out here in town this morning just selling it right and left. Might not everybody we called on bought a bottle of it.
If you want some, you better get your order in now so as you'll be sure and get some of it for the next batch.
Yeah.
Reckon how many want to be put down first?
How's that?
I say, how many bottles of Hempstead Exterminator do you want to order?
Right. Well, Abner, how's Elizabeth?
Oh, she's pretty good, Ben.
Nice woman, Elizabeth.
Well,
I've got to get over to Dick Huddleston's store and get some kind of insect spray. I'm having trouble getting rid of flies and bugs down at the jail.
See you all later.
Yeah, so long. Well, wait a minute, Ben. We've got just the thing for insects and bugs.
Insects and bugs, you say?
Yeah, why, sure.
Oh, well, if Dick's got anything good for him, I'll get you a bottle, too. So long.
So, well, Ben... Gone. No use trying to explain nothing to him.
Did he order some Hampstead formula from us, or didn't he? I couldn't quite follow him.
I don't know whether he did or not. I doubt it, though. No, I believe that was our ring.
No, I'll get it. Never mind.
I'll answer that. You just sit and rest. And you're tired.
Yes, I am tired to death.
Hello, jot him down, store. Lum Eddard's talking.
Like I've been lying over a low board with a cold arm all day.
Oh, I never hardly knowed you, Sister Sampson. Have you tried out the formula yet?
Oh, that's all.
Well, good. Mom? Owe you $50 for what? Oh, my goodness. Well, can't you go ahead and wear them that color? Purple's nice. I'll see what we can do about it. Yes, Mom, I'll be over there directly. Goodbye.
What's the matter, Lon?
We're into it now, sure enough.
Into it?
Sister Simpson said she sprayed all her clothes with that formula and turned every dress she's got purple. Says we owe her $50 for the stuff we own.
Well, it's Edwards and Peabody Chemical Company. May not be in the red, but it's pretty close. It's in the purple.